Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I just emailed from a guy that apparently works as a strip club DJ, too. We raised him right. Listening to us since he's a kid. He's 31 now. And I forget what he says. Something about the show. Pretty interesting. But he works at a strip club somewhere. And he said, you guys want to know where I'm, you know, you want to come out and see me spin tunes or something like that?
I do.
Oh, this was it.
I do.
Hey, I've started drinking wine lately. I know nothing about it. He sent this to me. I know nothing about it. Red, white. I'm clueless. I don't really know a lot about it either. I just know what I like. I heard you talking about yelling at the bartender ordering a Chardonnay. I did it in the. I didn't want to yell it out loud, but the bartender at the Atlanta airport was way away from me when she looks back and goes, "What do you want, sir?" And the whole place is packed. I go, "A glass of Chardonnay."
Yeah, that replayed this morning.
And take my balls. That replayed this morning. Take my balls while you're at it. So my choice is that tonight. Can't wait to hear you talk about something. Listen to the podcast, blah, blah. Listening to this since junior high school, now 15 years. 31 in 2 weeks. Love the show. By the way, I'm a local strip club disc jockey. Almost a decade.
Local as in where?
Well, when he says it that way, he probably means
broadcast
in Omaha.
To a lot of locales.
Is it a strip club? I want to ask Anthony, by the way. Is it a strip club with, I can see nipples? Because there's still some bikini bars around, isn't there? I don't even know.
I think there's a few.
Jesus.
You're asking the wrong crowd
or
here.
Or is it a strip club down down near the airport? That's actually full naked. I think it's full topless, I should say. Full topless. Is that a term?
Not really.
Okay.
That's half naked.
Yeah.
Right. Do they serve alcohol there?
Oh, they do there. That one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because some of them, I think they can get naked, but you got to bring like your own cooler.
I think so. Yeah. If you guys need a strip club report, let me know. All right. Okay. I'll ask you one right now, Anthony. How many times you get laid? The disc jockey always gets laid.
Does he?
Well, that's the story.
They're buds. Yeah. No, not always, but they're buds. I mean, girls, they're buds.
Yeah,
it's like when you work with somebody, you're buds. You're not just, you're buds where things start to happen. We know that about radio. You work with women back in the old days in radio. A lot of listeners wanted them, but you're the one that knew them and you hung out with them. A lot of times in radio.
Yeah, but a lot of times they have the ability to put you in the friend zone.
Well, yeah, that's on you though.
Right.
I never was in the friend zone. I'd rather not be friends than be in the friend zone,
Yeah,
back in the day, I'm a friend now.
Some guys get sucked into the friend zone.
They get sucked into the friend zone.
Even though they'd like to bang that chick.
Yeah, I'm sure Anthony pulls, All right. Or maybe he's even married to somebody that dances there. Well, no, but Anthony, he listens, so get a hold of us, Anthony. Let us know all those questions. Do you get laid a lot from strippers? And what else is the question? No, that was it. Do you get laid? That's one question.
That is pretty much it.
That's what
it
is.
Craig did a story about the kinks yesterday.
Yes.
A pretty long email from a guy. I'll get to it a little
later. We had a ton of emails from guys saying their women want to be slapped, spanked, and whatever.
Yep.
Oh, the one guy said, my wife likes me to spit in her mouth. We read that off the air.
Ew.
I thought, oh, Jesus.
That's just not healthy.
I just
about threw up a little bit in my mouth right there.
Now, if you're spitting, your tongue is swapping spit anyway, but if it's a big, if it's a loogie or something like that.
Yeah. No, thank you.
It's different when you're swapping tongue spit than just leaning back and going, that means the spit's cold.
True.
Even for a split second, it cools right away.
It does cool on the way.
Right.
Like when you beat up your buddy in second grade and you have a loogie just hanging out of your mouth, ready to drop on him.
You got your knees on his arms, you can't move and let the spit go way down and back up.
I guess the...
God, I hate when big guys did that.
Exchange of bodily fluids didn't really bother me that much.
Pulling out and spitting...
It's different.
In the mouth.
It's different. Yeah.
That's totally different than sucking face. Craig even almost retched.
That's right.
All right. I'll read a little bit of this guy.
Cold spit.
I'm going to break it up.
It's cold spit time again.
Oh.
She goes with different stories throughout the email. It's kind of long. I'll read the beginning and the first little story. Let's see. I've always had a submissive kink.
Just from a dude?
He's a sub.
All right.
Yeah, dude. And was super nervous, weird about it a few years back. I bought a session with a local dominatrix, and we kind of hit it off in the aftercare portion of it.
And short amount of time. Is that the bandages and the tape,
I guess?
Yeah, I would say.
Probably.
And Curachrome comes out.
Neosporin.
Neosporin, yeah. Right. Let's get to the century.
Little ice, compression.
Yeah. Elevation.
Stitches.
Whatever you do.
Aftercare.
After physical therapy.
I don't want to have sex when it involves aftercare.
Or after a tough practice.
Yeah. Let me pull in a muscle in bed. I'm cramping up here. That'd be my aftercare. Well, I'm cramping.
I would suggest you don't buy a session with a local dominator.
I don't plan on it. My safe word would be said almost within 15 seconds, you know?
And your wife would probably have an issue.
Well, that would be it, too. Honey, what happened to you? That dominatrix the guys gave me for a present for my birthday.
Don't pull us under that bus. She'll come and kill us, too.
I would.
We moved in
together. I don't
blame you. And while the dom-sub relationship wore off pretty intensely, I helped her with her business.
Oh, so she was doming other dudes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's her job.
But he moved in with a pro, huh?
Right, when they just happened to hit it off.
See, this is what I want to know about the dom stuff. This guy's situation when he does listen to this. Does the dom have sex with him, or she just beat him up?
I can't answer that. I assume.
Is she a full-blown hooker?
It's got to lead to some kind of sex.
You'd think, but maybe not.
Maybe not.
Depends on the kink of the people involved, right. You know?
Maybe if you're paid just to beat somebody up, whips and chains and tie them up and don't have sex with them, that's probably legal, completely legal. Yeah. Why wouldn't that be legal?
Well,
you're not touching them sexually.
Yeah, there's no sexual contact.
Right. It's just consensual action.
Right. It's just a really intense massage.
Right. That involves aftercare.
Yeah.
So he's helping her with her business. She does a lot of stuff online, primarily financial domination. That's where, you know, guys just throw money at me.
Oh.
Throw some money at me, guys.
That stuck to the tape.
Yeah.
Yes, it did.
I want the second one. Yeah.
Making fetish clips, etc., as well as host out of her dungeon in her basement. So she will entertain people.
This guy went from...
Like this guy.
Getting one to like just moving in with her. All right.
Yeah. First off, her teenage daughter knew about it. So that was always kind of weird.
What'd she look like?
Which will come up again
later.
She's
18.
However, her young son did not.
Oh. Well, so, don't go in the basement, kid. What's that swing, Mom? Yeah.
So my kinks are tame with feet bondage, submission, etc. It can vary into cuckolding, impact. What the hell's that? Just getting punched?
Yeah.
Impact wrestling.
Yeah.
So I think of impact wrestling on TV.
Slapping, hitting, punching.
Right.
Yeah.
And
impact sounds hard, man. That probably involves aftercare.
Right. More intense things, depending on the mood. Because of that, I was never comfortable with what I did. That is, until living and working with her. This is the first story, and then we'll get to some other stories.
Does he dom other people?
No, he just videotapes what she does.
All right.
A lawyer would often come in and bring $300 to $500 and lunch to sit and rub her feet while she and I ate and watched TV, basically ignoring him.
That's just creepy there.
It is.
I don't know if I could put up with that.
Right.
Why don't you just beat that dude like normal people?
In the next segment, we'll tell you about the pilot.
All right. Well, professionals, we talked about this before. High-class professional. I should say high-class. I mean,
high-ranking guys in high-stress positions.
And not all of them want beat. There's probably a couple.
But the majority of guys who like beat are in positions like that.
Yeah, because most of the guys that go to work are getting beat anyway at work. So they don't want to be.
No.
They don't want to go home.
They don't want to come home and be.
They want to be treated right.
They're submissive to everybody at the workplace. They don't want to come home and be submissive.
Yeah, the guys that are doing the beating at work.
Right.
He gives her $300
to get beat.
To rub her claws while she just eats with another dude.
Or go into a dungeon.
That's weird.
To get beat.
Her claws.
Mentally.
Her talons.
Physically.
I don't know what they look like. I'm sure they're hot. Whatever. I'm not a
As
feet.
As talons
I'm,
go.
I'm not a feet guy. I'm not a feet guy.
And I think we should probably apologize to Scott, who just emailed, who apparently was trying to eat breakfast when we were talking about spitting in each other's mouths and abandoned that effort.
Who the hell eats breakfast at 6:10 Central? Nobody
Lots
eats
of people.
Breakfast now. Oh, that's right. Most
like,
people.
Like normies.
Normies. Who eats breakfast now in the morning? That's wrong.
He just says, and I'm done with breakfast. So sorry about that, Scott.
Well, we're cutting some calories on you there, Scott, in case you need to drop a few. Holy hell, that's
I can funny. Understand how that would ruin your oatmeal.
There's a long email from that guy. More stories
coming
from that
more.
Guy? Oh, good. I can't wait, man. Local Dom by the Puss wants to know, is it Omaha, Wichita,
no.
Lincoln?
No, I don't.
Does not say.
Tyler knows.
Or anywhere else in the country, people listen to a lot of places. I'll pass the information on to you, Puss, because that was a note you sent me. Ask where this guy's from.
Again, even if we got that for you, your wife would come find us.
Well, I don't want to get beat. I don't want aftercare. And I don't want to rub her feet while she eats with another dude. That sounds not exciting at all. But that's not my kink. You know my kink. Yeah. And she needs another girl to supply that.
Oh, I thought she'd need an ocean and a raft.
And No. That's already done.
Yeah, you don't want necessarily that in a dungeon. You don't really need a dungeon.
No.
You just need a couch.
And that's not even, I don't think that thing that you showed us on the couch, that's not even a kink. That's just a fantasy.
Well, it's total fantasy. Yeah. Because I told Nick off the air what it was. He said, oh, yeah, I'd do that.
Yeah.
I mean, not do it. I want that.
Yeah, I don't think that counts as a kink.
Everybody wants it. It's not. Every guy I've ever told wants it.
Yeah.
One guy has said they don't want that. And by the way, it's nothing weird. We all have seen it on TV.
No, if you're a super prude, you wouldn't want that. But, you know, most normal guys would want that, especially with the two chicks.
Pete Lee has this great bit on his new special where he talks about his wife gave him a pornographic movie. You know, he's at Pete Lee, oh, gosh. And he goes, I wanted to watch the whole movie because I was waiting to see if they had the baby. Because he does a whole bit about getting pregnant before this. So he leads into it saying, you know, because they're really, really trying that hard to have a baby in this movie. Oh, gosh. Watch it. Tall, Dark, and Pleasant. Pete Lee's Showtime special is out now. It's about an hour. It's really good.
He's a lot.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. And he talks about his girlfriend in the special.
A lot.
Now, I don't know, a lot of times, we don't know when I broke up. He said after COVID, so it might have been after that special.
After COVID could have been a couple days ago.
Right. Well, we talked to him and they broke up, so it must
have been.
But it could have been a couple days before we talked to him.
Yeah, it was February until now. It's probably.
Okay. Yeah, because he shot that in what, February, you said?
Yeah, end of February. Yeah.
End of February.
So sometime in the last few months.
My wife asked me, that was the guy I was married to, the girl in New York. I said, yeah, then she cheated on, they broke up, and then he met this other girl. It was real sweet. And they were together for a while, lived together, and then
like
she
three
left,
years,
and
I think.
She
yeah.
left him, you know.
And then what did he say? He was a lot.
He was a lot.
Turns
apparently,
out,
I'm a lot.
He's a lot. A lot of people are.
We all
a
are.
Lot.
And nobody
you know,
leaves.
I think she was probably a lot.
I'm guessing
so too. Psychologist.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
I think it works.
They're breaking down everything you do.
When both of you are a lot, sometimes that's not a good combination. One of you have to be a little less. One of you could be a lot, and then the other one should be probably a little less for some balance.
I think you're both. I think both could be at least a little bit. You're right.
Did you see somebody tweeted us? They did a screenshot of the special thanks in the credits.
Yeah, Colleen's on there. Yeah.
And Colleen's in there. But if you go right to the bottom, the last two things that are thanked on this big giant list of people is Zoloft and Propranolol.
Oh, I don't know. What
I'm
that
assuming is
yeah.
some
antidepressant.
Other.
Yeah.
Antidepressant.
I know Zoloft. I've heard of Zoloft.
Yeah. Right. Those are on his thanks for the special.
I didn't see Todd and Tyler on. I didn't see Todd and Tyler on.
No.
I looked.
A lot of random names. No other radio, so at least he didn't cheat on us. And plus, we gave him a start, basically.
Because Zoloft beat us
out. Not a start, but we put him on the radio for it. I think his first radio show was us years ago.
Stupid Jimmy Fallon getting thanks on
here. Yeah, what's he done for him?
Yeah.
Morning, Craig. How you doing?
Wonderful.
What's your stomach ache this morning? You pregnant?
I must be.
All right. I want to see that movie. Feeling better now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. I don't know what it was. Got up, about to walk out the door, doubled over in pain, had to hang out for a while.
Not nausea, just pain.
No. It wasn't nausea at all.
Okay, because nausea sucks.
No, just horrible pain. Doubled over in pain. I thought I was going to, you know, this is weird. Thought I was going to be done for the day, and then it went away, and here I am. I'm just fine.
All right, my ass was on fire earlier this morning, but Fresno chili.
Yeah. Oh.
But I'm good now.
Thought maybe it's because somebody was thinking about you.
No, I don't think that's it.
I think that's your ears.
Oh.
And it's called burning.
Or maybe somebody's coming over to the house, or is that your nose itching or something like that?
I think that's your nose itching. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's called my ears are burning, not on fire.
Yeah,
my ass is on fire.
What he had is you ate some hot peppers.
Right.
That's what that is.
Oh.
Oh, I also turned into a bartender last night.
For yourself?
You know, we're spokespeople for the Templeton Rye, and they gave us a little bit of product. So I made me a whiskey sour. I've never made a whiskey sour before.
Oh, my God, yeah. Whiskey sours are old school, man. That's my grandmother drank those.
Got a couple ounces of the Templeton
Rye. She did, man. That's a chick drink, man.
You got to squeeze the fresh lemon.
Yeah, whiskey sour is a chick drink.
Right.
I drink Chardonnay. I can say that.
Right. Okay. I'm
with
you. That's
very true.
I get it now.
Yeah.
I was thinking of something else. 1 ounce of freshly squeezed lemon, and then you take an egg. You take an egg, and you just
lick it.
The yolk. Get rid of the yolk and put the egg white in there, and it makes it nice and foamy as you shake it up. I think you want simple sugar in there too.
Nosco Mules, you just drunk out of those basically? You drank
I just wanted to change.
Yeah, I get that way.
And these are refreshing.
Yeah, the vodka martinis aren't tasting that good anymore.
And then you pour it over a big chunk of ice.
They taste okay. I don't worship them like you.
Throw some bitters on top of that. And it's one of those cocktails that you can just nurse. You can just sip for a while.
It's because there's vaginas involved in it. Yeah.
I don't think so.
No, it's a chick drink. It's good. Yeah. It's totally good, but that's a chick drink.
Yeah, drink some Chardonnay with him.
Yeah, exactly. Which is also a chick drink. Whiskey sour. That sounds good, actually. Why don't you make a couple? We got the stuff in there. You got any eggs back there?
I don't have any eggs.
No eggs?
No.
No simple sugar? No bitters?
And I don't think they even sell the eggs in the little company kitchen thing we got.
No, they don't.
Probably not.
See, that's what you do. You don't eat breakfast this time in the morning. You drink whiskey sours. Be a man.
It's got egg white.
Oh, there you go.
It's breakfast. I'm watching my cholesterol. I got rid of the yolk.
Yeah. Exactly. Egg white was the foam.
Yeah, otherwise it doesn't get foamy.
All right.
I've always been suspect of alcoholic drinks that involve an egg white, but
that's the reason. It's for the foam.
Yeah.
Oh, and then when you shake it up first, you don't put any ice in it.
Okay.
And in the second go around, you put a little ice in it. And then dispense.
It reminds me of it's funny that you're starting to make different drinks because I knew this guy and I hadn't seen him in years. The guy I went to high school with. My dad used to see him at this bar he went to back east. And he goes, you know Rick? I said, yeah, Rick, I haven't seen him in a long time. Yeah, well, he drinks too much. So his dad told him that he's got to get out of the bar and get a hobby. He goes, guess what his hobby is? He goes, what? I go,
making
beer. Making beer. He's making beer.
That makes sense.
His hobby was to make beer. He told him, his guy's dad told me he was drinking too much. You really got to get a hobby. And he picked up a hobby, which was making. So that's like you, Todd. Not that you drink too much, but now your hobby is making new drinks on a Monday night.
So that is one of those drinks that it seems like it had better be a sip and drink because it takes so long to make.
Yeah, you're right. I know.
It's very labor intensive.
You don't just finish that quickly.
We all get into sip and drinks, and they don't turn into sip and drinks. They turn into drinks.
Yeah, they turn into gulping drinks.
Yeah, that's the way my martini started doing. Because, you know, a martini is a sip and drink, and I started drinking them.
Well, that's the thing. I would think if you, bartender. Make me a whiskey sour. And then you just pound it and go, make me another. And he'll say, you know, they take a little while to make. You know, unless they got the fresh squeezed lemon juice right there. But
a nice cocktail bar will keep making them for
you. Separating an egg white is a pain in the ass.
You're cracking the eggs one at a time. You're doing the shaking. You're right, Craig. It's kind of a pain in the ass. So.
I bet you if it's a high-class cocktail bar, though, they have the egg white.
Oh, they got a machine. Or, you know, they have a structure in place. But I'll probably go back to the beer or the easy vodka drink tonight.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
And you really got to love beer to get into making beer.
I know that.
Like that. I tried that one time.
Yeah, you tried it, right?
One time.
Do you realize I could just open one?
Well, it takes forever. Yeah. It's a lot of work.
And there are pros who do it really good.
They do. That's the thing.
Yeah. Yeah. It ain't like old school. I think when that beer making thing came out, people were trying to make different stuff. And now the different stuff is on every tap in town.
Whatever you can dream up, it's out there.
Right.
Yeah, and it's at the store.
Do you get the, what do they call that? Oh, the IKEA effect. When you put something together. You know, like when you tie your own fly and you catch a fish on it.
Yeah.
There's something special about that.
I didn't get that.
There's something special about making your own beer and drinking it and saying, I made this.
Maybe, because like I did, the time I did it, it was like a little kit. And it gave you all the ingredients and a recipe. If you came up with your own recipe and you know, put it all together yourself in your head, and I guess maybe you might get that.
Yeah, but the kit just tastes like it's supposed to taste like it. I get it.
Okay. Yeah. It was a lot of work and a lot of waiting, and the beer is right there at the store.
Yeah.
And you're opening a beer while you're waiting for your beer to get done.
Right, right.
But that's the thing about the whiskey sour. Yeah. It's not right there at the store.
Made you drink a whiskey sour?
It's probably right there at the bar.
Oh, they have cocktails everywhere, yeah.
Oh, I think I was reading something on the Templeton Rye website.
Oh, okay, cool.
And it was like, oh, that looks pretty good.
Yeah. See, now you got to get those ice molds that make like one big, sphere of ice.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Or they come in like, you know, just a sphere or a big chunk, a big cube.
Yeah.
A single cube that you put in your cocktail glass.
Every show, we talked about this before, how every show, any kind of drama you watch, sitcom, not dramas mainly, is it guys walk to the bar and pour a little whiskey at their house.
Or scotch.
It happens all the time. Watching the morning show on the Apple TV, they do it on that thing all the time. We just reach over and pour those. All those shows, that's it. Everybody just drink. Women, too. Just there's some scotch, you know. Doesn't happen like that in real life.
And again, they never do the full body shudder.
No.
Eyes kind of roll back in your head.
Nobody does that.
Shiver goes down your spine.
It's all smooth.
They drink it like it's water.
Right. See, the thing you like about a whiskey sour is you actually taste the whiskey.
Yeah, you can.
The lime juice and the foam from the egg white doesn't overpower the whiskey.
Now you're making me thirsty. I know we got some whiskey out there.
Yeah, I got some whiskey.
Yeah,
but you lack the other ingredients. To make it proper, you don't want to shortcut this one.
No. Well, we could just drink it like we're in the middle of a well written drama.
Whiskey and coffee, man.
I do have some Irish whiskey too, so.
Oh,
yeah. There it is.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.